Discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak of individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board, council on items in jurisdiction, but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments in the general public period listed in the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please set up. Step up to the speaker podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any members of the board or council wish to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council by majority vote.
Okay. No one's going to speak. Go ahead and
vote. All right. Approval of the minutes for August 29th. 2017, possible action.
Approve the minutes as typed.
Can I second?
Second.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the agenda for September 26th, 2017, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Approve the agenda.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Information items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. For discussion only.
Nothing.
Scooting right along.
I thought something was going to happen. You're in Horby tonight.
Nothing.
All
is
well.
All right.
Okay. Receive a report from Clark County Administrative Service regarding progress of the Terrebles development in Gene. Possible grant from the Nevada Highway Off-Highway Vehicle Commission. Proposed NDOT sign and any other updates from Clark County for discussion only.
Okay. So, Terrebles is moving right along. I've been working with them. There's been a few holdups. That's a pretty unique site. All the water is actually on the east side of the highway, so getting the water across the highway and over has been a bit of a challenge, but we've been working with the water district and we got that worked out. So you should be starting to see vertical construction very soon, next few weeks. I received an email from the Nevada Off-Highway Vehicle Commission, and the fees that are paid to register OHVs go into a fund, and then they do grants every year. And it is exactly the type of thing we need to work on our trail. It's for trails, all things to do with off-highway vehicles. So I am working with NDOT and our Public Works to apply for a grant to help us formulate and make our trail.
Fantastic.
So the grant submission deadline, I think, is November 1st, so we have a short timeline, but I'm working on that. The NDOT sign, we need to talk about this one a little bit. We talked about the NDOT sign. It's one you've seen probably in other towns where it's a couple uprights and they have the panels, which are actually bigger than you think. They're actually quite big. But and they list the churches and civic groups in the town. And it's limited to churches and civic groups. So it can't say, I thought it could say like historic mining town. I thought it could say things like that. It can't. So in my brainstorming, I thought there's the Good Springs Historic Society. Are there any churches here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so we've
got a church. And we can put something about, like, we could do Sandy Valley Food Share because they serve people in this community too, but that's all I could think of. So it would look a little sparse.
Well, room for improvement, though. Room for growth. Can we put that?
Okay, so if anybody can think of any other nonprofits, or is there any nonprofit with the school? Like, is there a parents' organization or?
Not
no.
Currently.
That's a good spray. Oh, there's the volunteer fire department.
Yeah, okay, the volunteer fire. So that now we have four.
See?
Okay, so if anybody can think of anything, even if it's not based in this town, if it serves the residents of Good Springs, it can be on there. So I guess I'll move ahead and continue with getting the sign. And so start thinking if there's any...
How many more do we need?
I think the smallest one holds 12.
Okay.
Jeez. I know, that's what I'm saying. It's going to look a little goofy. So,
make the lettering bigger.
Yeah. It's like one word.
By, I think they're like 8 inches by 3 feet or something. Yeah.
Can we list the school on there? Mm-hmm. Really?
No.
What about historical landmarks?
Nope.
And then, okay.
Nope, it's very specific. Churches and civic organizations.
How about the library?
No.
I think there's somebody who runs a radio station here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a nonprofit.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he may not make any money, but it's definitely a nonprofit. Okay. Let me see if they can do like a rendering of what it would look like.
Okay.
I love the idea of a sign, and I think it would contribute to the feeling and share the feeling that someone's entering a community. Mm-hmm. But if it looks like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree sign,
yeah,
I think that might work against what we're trying to do. So I'll see if they can do a rendering or if they have an example of small towns that have small signs. And we'll see what we can do. So I'm trying on that. Believe me, all of the things you're suggesting, I emailed to him. I said, well, what about this and what about this? And no, it's in Nevada Revised Statutes. It's law. It's not like a suggestion. Yeah. It's the law. So,
gotcha.
So we can do that. And the only other updates I have are that October 2nd and 3rd, our Public Works Division will be installing signs along Las Vegas Boulevard at the turnoffs where people go to shoot up in that area, which you all know what I'm talking about, that'll show that it's a half mile back for shooting, that people have to be a half mile from the road for shooting. So I believe October 2nd they're going to be staking them, and then October 3rd they'll be installed. So that's it.
No word on the weather station?
No, I haven't gotten anything yet, and I'll check in with our air quality division and see if they've had any luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I know. I'm trying. So, is there any questions for me? Oh, yes.
A few weeks back, I asked about BLM at least considering a designated OHV area. Have you pursued that at all?
I did. I talked to the people that did the one up north, the Nels Dunes area, because that's where they have. That was federal action, and it was part of another bill. It's not a local issue; it's a federal issue to designate that. So,
but the county commission cannot obviously request the federal government to do something like that.
Sure. When I was told it was federal, I kind of was like, oh, well, okay. But you're right. I could. I'll talk to commissioners and see if there's any interest in doing that. But I guess from what I talked to the planner that worked on the project and was very integral in the project, and it was hard.
Oh, it's very hard.
Yeah, okay.
I went to a lot of those meetings.
Oh, okay.
Because there should have been one also being done in the South County,
okay,
as well as the North County.
All right. Okay, anything else for me?
Is this the senior citizens building or the community building?
Community.
Okay, and so does the food chair deliver here in Good Springs? Because I didn't know it.
Mm-mm. No, it doesn't, but I am, and that's another thing I need to do, is Katie's going to be working with food share to coordinate service to help this community as well.
Okay, I could volunteer to help out with that.
Cool. Great. Leave us your information before you go.
Okay, and also, is there a ride maybe possibly to the Senior Citizen Center in Sandy Valley? Because they have a lot of good programs going on.
I don't know what you'd have to ask your neighbors. There is no specific thing. There's the bus that goes into town, but not between the two.
Well, you could ask them if they have empty days. I mean, he.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's his name? Bill.
If you had asked me, Newsom.
Newsom.
Bill Newsom is the driver. But it would be like. Yeah, I don't know because he goes into town.
Yeah, I have his number. I take the bus to town to
shop. Oh, okay.
Oh,
drive.
Well,
then
talk
to Bill. Yeah. Yeah, see if there's something we could work out for you.
Okay, I just thought this was a senior citizen center. This is a community center.
Yeah, there's in Sandy Valley. There's a community center and a senior center. Oh, and I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to be teaching a painting craft class on October 16th at the community center there. So if you're interested in coming.
Oh, what kind of class? I need a ride.
Painting and craft class.
Oh, really? You know, on the Senior Citizen Center there, even if they could go like once a month, even if
painting,
you know.
Yeah, that's an idea. And you know what? The Senior Center there is always open to new ideas. So,
yeah.
You know, if anybody comes over for their breakfast or whatever, you mentioned to somebody.
Yeah, I do.
What time, Megan?
6:30.
In the morning?
I refrained from doing that.
No. If you show up at 6:30 in the morning,
I'll
be
awake.
I have another question.
Yes.
The trail, is there like a handout to show where the trail for the off-road is going to be and all that?
No, because we don't know yet.
I don't know.
We're hopeful. I in my mind, there's a trail, and okay. I have a plan in my mind. But no, it's nothing official yet, because... there's a few obstacles that we're going to have to overcome, one being a literal rock, big outcropping of rock. So there's a few obstacles to overcome, but
okay,
I think it's doable.
Will that include a bike trail?
No.
Is it possible we could get a rendering so that if we had input on it, we could give it to you?
Well, it's the one. It's what we've talked about before. There's no rendering. We aren't even to that point yet. It's coming from the bar, out 161 along the side of the road. There's about 40 extra feet of right of way along the sides of the road. It'd be within that extra right of way because even though the road's only paved a certain width, NDOT owns more width on both sides, about 35 to 40 feet. It'd be along there, and then to hopefully the power line road, and take that up, and then we could designate along the gravel haul route. That's the hope.
Which power line road?
Through BLM.
The one that's identified now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Unofficially identified.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. Some sign just showed up. but I don't know anything about it.
She's not good at that.
Shut up. I have nothing to do with it, I promise. But yeah, that's the hope. That is the hope. But as you drive in and out of town, you will notice along the north side of 161, there is an outcropping of rock. So we literally have a rock and a hard place in the middle of our potential route. There's ways around that I'm exploring. Yes.
No. But I'm not, but you know, basically, they ride on 161 all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. So what would be wrong with them going on to 161 around that rock and back?
It's illegal. That's what's wrong with it.
So it's illegal for them to drive on 161 in town. They drive from Esmeralda to the bar. They drive from Revere.
And it's illegal there too.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal
so why
everywhere.
So there's nothing ever done about that. Illegality. I mean, who enforces it?
I don't know. We have
might be the
here.
Three gentlemen behind
they
us.
They have a big area to cover.
I understand that, but there's never.
How
been
many calls have you gotten for OHVs in this area lately?
None that I've heard.
Right.
So
there's
no
your problem.
311 calls?
Not that I've been aware of.
I know I made too.
Not that I'm aware of.
So where do they go?
They may have come when I wasn't working. I mean, I'm not here 24/7.
No, I know that.
I mean, I'd have to call a dispatch and look
isn't
it up. Yeah, I'd have to call a dispatch and look it up. I can get the numbers for you. I don't have them though. I can tell you personally that I have not heard of it.
Is there a way that that could also be put online? In other words, as you know, the waiting time sometimes is.
You mean like an online report?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like in other words, recall 311 and not be able to get through.
Yeah, we're not.
I may call 911 because then I know at least it's going to be reported. But why wouldn't there be a way that it could be online so that you went to a certain thing, and at least then they could even ferret out what was reasonably important.
Our communication center isn't set up for that kind of thing right now. They're set up. They can do some online reports, but that doesn't have anything to do with our communication center. We don't get dispatched to any of that. If you do an online report, that goes into a whole separate different area, and then it gets doled out to where it needs to go. We're in the process, I believe we're very close. If we haven't already got it going, where you can text 911 and send text messages to that effect. But I don't believe that's 100% up and running yet.
And that's now, just 911?
That's just 911 that I know of. Don't call 911 for folks driving on the highway. It bogs down the system.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons, the way that our communication system works is we have our room full of dispatchers and call takers that sit to answer the phones. It's broken down. If you call 911, it lights up on every one of their phones. And whoever's available takes that call. If it's a 311 call, the same phone lines light up, a different color, and whoever's available takes that call. So if you're on hold for 311, it's because the call takers are on the line, potentially with 911 calls. Now, if you call 911, someone's going to answer that call, and now you're tying up a dispatcher for your 911 call. It's not an emergency when the next call in line may be an actual emergency, and now you've tied up that dispatcher. So please don't call 911 for the OHVs on the highways, or unless it's an emergency, an absolute emergency. Call 311. That 311 line is also recorded. All of the dispatch lines are recorded when you call in, whether it's 311 or 911. When you do call into 911, if the dispatcher realizes or the call taker realizes it's not an emergency, she's going to kick you off the line and put you back on hold for 311, so you're going to wait anyway. So all 911 is going to get you is...
Will be recorded.
They're both recorded.
They're all recorded.
They're all recorded.
But not until they're answered.
Correct.
So if you're
they will be answered.
On 311,
they will be answered, but you have
to
wait.
Go somewhere, maybe. Or, well, obviously the guys are gone by then.
Correct.
So you wait till there's an emergency, like somebody runs over someone, and then you can call 911.
Well, then you call 911, yes. I mean, if they're driving in a reckless manner that you feel that it's an emergency, then call 911. You know, if you think it's an emergency, you know.
Sure.
We're all grown adults in the room. We know what's an emergency and what's
absolutely
not. And 911 doesn't get us here any faster. Whether you call 911 or 311 does not get us dispatched any quicker. Once the call taker answers the phone and you tell him or her what's going on and what it is that you need service for, they type it into the computer and then it gets prioritized that way. 911 does not mean you get a faster response from us. If you get a response at all, there's some that unfortunately you might not get a response. For you know your OHV incident, for example, if we're up in Lovell Canyon or Red Rock Canyon, and you know there's only the two or three of us on, and they tell us, hey, we've got a call of OHVs, we're going to tell them we're not going, because by the time we come all the way down here, they're going to be gone. Now, obviously, they broadcast it to us, hey, we've got a call for this and that in the area. Same thing happens with Sandy Valley, same thing happens at State Line, same thing happens at Red Rock Blue Diamond, because we do have such a large area to cover. They tell us, hey, this is what we got, and we tell them we can't come. You know, recall the person reporting, tell them that we're not going to be able to make it. Or we'll get there when we can get there. And then when we finish whatever we're doing, if we're on other calls or whatever, we'll call the person reporting back and be like, hey, are they still there, or what's going on? And sometimes we'll get canceled that way. But 9 times out of 10, I'd say I haven't heard of any calls. Sometimes the call takers will say, okay, you know, they may see that we're on rescues at Red Rock or we're on other calls at State Line, you know, dealing with robberies from Prim or whatever.
No,
sometimes they don't even tell us about something like that. You know, we call it a reckless driver, stuff like that. Sometimes she won't even tell us about it because they know that they're going to be gone by the time we get there. So they log the call, and if you look up the statistics, it'll still be logged as far as that call goes. But like I said, I personally haven't heard of any. I don't know if my guys have heard of any from your calls. But if they are driving up and down the road, by all means, call us. You know, call and report it, because that helps Megan too when we can go to her and say, look, these are all the calls we have of these OHVs on the highway. The county commission needs to do something, or they need to do something else. We can't go in and say, hey, the neighborhoods are all up in arms, and they go, cool, where's our proof? Who are they calling? Well, they're just telling me that they're driving up and down the road. Well, okay, well, what are you doing about it? Now, we don't know when it's happening, what days, what times. I'm sure it's happening all various days and times. But that gives them ammunition to go to the county commission and to go to NDOT and to BLM and even to the feds and say, here, this is why we need A, B, and C to be done. You know, these are all the calls that we have from the citizens in the area. It's disrupting their lives. It's doing this. It's doing that. Here you go. So I encourage all of you, please call 311, you know, not just for the OAG, for any time you need any kind of police service. Like I said, we can't guarantee that we're coming out, but that still documents that there's an issue and that it needs to be addressed. And the more that we have that issue, the easier it is for us and for Megan and everybody to address it.
I understand the prioritization. But if, say, you happen to be driving through town and you see OHVs on 161, would you stop them?
I would, yes. And I'm confident that my guys would stop them as well. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get tickets or citations or arrests or anything like that, but we will stop them.
And, 161, of course, is the state highway. What about the town roads, the roads within our little town? Those are...
Anything county maintains, we have, would be jurisdiction
with
registered vehicles.
Right.
So if it's county maintained, then yes, that would be... a stoppable vehicle. If it's not a county maintained road, then no, it's not necessarily. So that's where we get into some issues.
So all the roads in the town side,
for the most part, yeah,
are somewhat county maintained.
Yeah.
Not really.
Listen now. I'm working on a solution.
We understand.
Couldn't they put up some kind of signage at the beginning of town saying that, you know, they're not supposed to be on?
That's what we're working on. And
oh, well, right.
Some other stuff.
The same way the speed limit sign.
I was going to say that works really well. There's speed limit signs all along the road. There's speed limit signs all over the place. People still speed.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, but isn't the HOVs, they're not supposed to be on the public roads, right?
Correct. But that's anywhere in town. It's not just Good Springs. That's,
oh, no,
that's
I understand that. But I mean, if they just put a road, it is illegal to be on the community road.
They know that already.
Yeah.
They should know that already. If they don't, then
yeah, but obviously they're not paying attention. Maybe a sign would like say, "Well, wait a minute, they're aware of it." You know.
No, I'm sure they're paying attention. They just choose to ignore.
They're aware. Maybe
it's like speed limit sign.
Yeah.
Speed limit is 25. People see it. People acknowledge it. They just choose not to obey it. It's the same thing with them on the roads. It's easier to get on the paved road from point A to point B until they hit the desert than it is to go way out around and this way and that way. You know, I can go a mile around this way or I can go 500 feet from here to there.
Maybe we could set up some phony police cars and stuff and tell them to go up cops in there.
Well, there's lots of options. There's just no realistic
ability
to do that.
Right, and so that's why after 5 years, believe me, I have said this before, I am so tired of this problem. I want a solution, maybe more than you guys do.
Yeah.
And I am working on it. But it is complicated. Like I said, we have a big rock outcropping literally in the way of our path. These are real things that have to be dealt with, and getting rights of way and getting permissions. It's a complicated issue.
Sorry, one more thing. I know with your conversations with NDOT, I know this has been asked for before, but on the road coming in right from the cemetery up, there are three signs on the incoming side of the road, 25 miles an hour. On the outgoing side, there's 155 mile an hour speed limit. Is it possible that a road can have that one speed limit on one side and one on the other?
Yes,
you're
because
entering the township, and as you're leaving, leaving the town. So you're leaving one speed limit. It's the same way with Sandy Valley Road. Some of it's 45 and some of it's 35.
Same
depends on which way you're going.
Now, when you leave, you cross a blind entrance and you cross the biggest intersection out
that's
here.
Way above my, that's way above my. Yeah.
That's
engineer. That's
but anyway,
that.
What I'm saying
I have
is
fought this fight in Mountain Springs because it's the same issue. On one side of the road, it's 45 and the other side, it's 55 or 65. It's the same thing. But those two lanes are going different directions. So believe me, I took photos. I made a whole display. There was no budging because they do speed studies. It's based based on all sorts of traffic engineering, and I do not have the time to fight that fight on this one. If you want to talk to NDOT, I welcome you to, but I lost the fight in Mountain Springs, and it's the exact same situation.
All right, guys, we're going to
move along
here. Okay. Planning and zoning, got nothing. General business, nothing. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council, jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chair of the board council by majority vote.
Tarja?
Tarja Lamb, 72nd Street. Does anyone know what's going on with the library sign? They've taken it down. It's been months since...
They've ordered a new one. Both.
Take that long to get it?
The county.
Oh.
Sorry.
It is so not the county, it's the library district.
Well, but yeah, that's what Jacques said, is they've ordered, you know, one that can put stuff in, and then the one with the hours on it.
Man, it's been a long time.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, hopefully it'll be soon.
Yeah, to post your garden meeting.
Yes, imaginary garden meeting. No, I do want to do that.
Okay. So I just have a few questions. Okay, I already found out that they don't deliver. The USDA doesn't deliver here. Cottage food. This is a community center, and like, do you guys charge to rent this?
Yes.
Okay, and so somebody has to come up with their own ideas and facilitate everything, and then you just pay the rent and get stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Then I can assist with that if you need.
Yeah, I was thinking of some events, like a cottage food class. It's kind of like an economic development for rural communities to teach how to can and, you know, do cottage food, bake. You can even sell it. And I don't know what the rules are. I have a friend where I used to come from. She has a wagon, and she bakes really delicious donuts, and she walks around. Of course, it's where cruise ships are. She walks around and sells her donuts. I don't know what the rules are here, you know.
That's done through the health district, and if there's interest, I can have someone come out to talk about it. I can have someone come to our next meeting, too.
Oh, that'd be nice, and the next meeting. That'd be really nice.
I think you're
good.
No. What? Donuts will pass.
Bring samples.
We'll help push that through.
Oh, and maybe it'd be fun. I know we're a small community, but it'd be nice if we all get together and know each other more. Like Movies in the Park, it's kind of late now, but once a month, Movies in the Park. A potluck maybe once a month, or even in the winter, Movies in Here. You know. Thanksgiving meal for the community, a Christmas bazaar. I don't know who to talk to about all this, but these are just some ideas I thought would be fun for the community. Halloween event for the kids and adults. Also, is there a grant writer here? Because a grant writer would be really excellent for this community. We're rural and economically and all that. And, we could even, set up our own senior citizen building and our own, ping pong tables and foosball for the kids, you know, something safe and air conditioned or warm. And a dog park and a bike lane would be nice.
Yeah. And I'll have one.
Well, it sounds like you've got your hands full with stuff.
Okay, go.
Let me give you my card. I think I gave it to you before, but I'll give it to you again. And if I can assist with something like that, I can. I have done events before here. This town is, I think you'll admit, a little hard to get people involved.
Yeah,
it's hard to get people
that.
To come out and participate. So it's very frustrating. But... I would be happy to help you get started on some things.
What did they charge to rent the building? Do you know?
I don't know. I'll have to look.
We usually charge $1.
I'm sorry?
$1. And then if you don't clean it up,
Don't say that because
we keep it.
Because like that has caused problems.
What do we charge?
Technically, this is a community center that should be rented through Parks and Rec for liability purposes.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah. So, let's not do that anymore.
Well, we never really take the dollar. I'm just saying, if you don't clean up after yourself.
I don't think the dollar's the issue.
It is. If you don't clean up after yourself, I'm keeping that dollar.
Okay. Well,
that's my dollar.
Okay. In the future, if it needs to be rented, we need to talk to the county. Okay?
Okay. And I want to talk about the community cleanup. I think it went well. They brought out two dumpsters. We filled them. By 10 o'clock or 10:30, they brought out two more dumpsters. We filled one and a half. They were actually kind enough to leave them until almost Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I think it went well.
When will they be again?
March?
I don't know. The schedule's out there.
It's on the dumpsters.
Well, I never knew about all that.
It's on the front dumpsters where the school is.
Yeah, but there was a community cleanup.
Yeah, it's mentioned on the front dumpsters. It's twice a year. Yeah,
another good idea would be a newsletter to let everybody know what's going on.
Well, I do a newsletter that lists events that are told to me. So, like, your open house is going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
All about rural Clark County. So, I'll give you my card. You email me. I'll add you to that.
Great, thanks.
And our open house is on Saturday, October 7th from 10 to 2. Way over there.
October.
You guys are welcome.
October what?
7th.
7th.
It's a Saturday.
And so the newsletter is strictly online?
Nope. Well.
Yes, and I email it. Yeah.
And so we just request it from you.
Mm-hmm. Or if you go on our website and type in clarkcountymv.gov and type in Rural Connections, it'll pop up all the past issues. It's all about rural Clark County. And if you have things to share, please send them in. It's a one-woman show, so the more people share with me, the less I have to go searching for stuff.
There's also the lady in Sandy Valley that runs the post office. She puts out a newsletter for Sandy Valley.
It's Gail Beckman. She doesn't run the post office. It's Gail
Beckman. Oh, okay. Yeah. And she said she would include anything Sandy or Good Springs wanted to put in, if you have anything.
Okay, and Tommy, month number 8 of the Good Springs Book Club, the last Thursday of the month at my home. You don't need to read the book, and we always provide food according to the book. 6 o'clock.
Mr. Fleming? One more question, Megan.
Oh, my goodness. I thought that was out of answers.
I know you love it when I come in.
Oh, yeah. I just look forward to it.
Hardly wait. Anyway, whenever you take things back, is it any hope for... let's say a resolution to come from the CAC. In other words, what I would like to propose too, what I have proposed several times previously, for the next meeting, I would get the resolution to Jerry, and then she could let everybody know on the board. They could look at it. If they don't like it, they don't have to bring it up. But the biggest one right now would be. Resolve that the CAC of Good Springs implores the county to petition the BLM to hastily, which I know that's not a word in the BLM vocabulary, but establish a designated OHV area in the South County. Now, if it came from the board, would you think it would make any difference at all?
If it came down to that, if it were, they were on the fence about pursuing it, not that the board's not important, but I go and sit in Commissioner Brager's office and talk to her personally. And that speaks a lot louder than a piece of paper, you know. If you feel you strongly that you want to do that, by all means, go ahead. But that would only go to Commissioner Brager. Well, if you made it to the whole board. They have like 200 issues that they have to deal with every 2 weeks.
I realize.
So...
this is an issue that's been not early in the game.
Oh, I understand. I don't know how to answer that question. I would say no. I would say no. It's not going to have any more weight because the commissioner that covers Sunrise Manor may not even understand the issue until it becomes a bigger issue. So it usually starts with one commissioner, so it's Commissioner Breaker. And so she knows the strength of this community, and it's the reason I'm here. So when I go back to her and say, hey, this is a concern they really feel strongly about, then she is able to talk to her fellow commissioners about it.
Because it obviously is not just her district or our district that really contributes to the problem.
Right, obviously. But there's seven commissioners that each have a district, and when it's something in their district, that they focus on that before it goes to the broader commission.
Okay. Is it still possible, though, to put that on the agenda?
Of
course.
Would
I do it from now, or do it between now and the next meeting, or when do I
do it? Up until, like, a week before the next meeting.
Okay. So there's two.
It gets posted the Wednesday before this Tuesday. The Wednesday prior to this Tuesday.
The third Tuesday. Only when it's a full moon.
Tomorrow.
All right, guys, any more comments? Okay, next meeting will be, are we going to do this October 31st?
Halloween.
You're the board. You guys decide.
Do you want to skip that one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Somebody want to make a motion? I make a motion to skip October 31st meeting.
Second. Third.
All in favor?
Aye, aye.
Okay, so the next meeting will be
November. We wouldn't want that one either.
Oh, hold on. You may not be here for November either, so hold on. I think this year Thanksgiving is early. Just a minute.
It's the 23rd.
It's always on Thursday.
Right, so your next meeting. You guys are so
every
helpful.
Year.
Seriously.
Every
year. How would I? Oh, my gosh. So your meeting would be the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, so we'll probably have that one.
So we'll be meeting the Tuesday after
Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah. Thanksgiving.
Officially.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you, guys.
So don't send anything for the agenda next month, Steve.
He didn't hear.
November 20th.